Thank you for calling. Please stay on the line and the next available representative will be with you momentarily.
This call may be recorded for quality assurance purposes.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey, Lindsay.
How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing good.
That's good. Okay. I just want to go over a Penguin call that you took back on February the 9th.
Okay.
Uh-huh. The customer, he was called in stating that he had been billed after he had already canceled the account.
Mm-hmm.
You know, after when they state that they've already been billed after they've already canceled the account, you wouldn't issue a refund. You'll just add them to the billed after cancellation doc that's located on the script page.
Uh-huh.
Yes, it looks like you went ahead and refunded two charges and you didn't add them to the Google Doc, which led to the customer calling back in on 2/23, which is February the 23rd, because he was billed again. Luckily, he did call in. He could have, you know, disputed the charges with his bank or things like that. But just remember, if they're stating that they were billed after the account has already been canceled, that you just go ahead and put it on the Google Doc for billed after cancellation instead of issuing a refund.
A refund. Okay, I got you. Okay, so no refund, just put billed after, do the billed after cancellation on that.
Right.
Okay. All right. Yes, ma'am, I sure will.
Okay, also make sure that, you know, when you're on a Penguin call, make sure that you instantly disconnect the call. Like, don't use too much after call work, like, because usually you don't need after call work or, you know, like follow-up work unless you're doing a check. So other than that, like, say for instance, if you're assisting the customer, once the customer disconnects the line, go ahead and disposition the call so that it won't show as if you're sitting in after call work or follow-up work, because the client for Penguin, you know, they don't like things like that unless it's for a check or a specific reason that you have to use.
Yes, ma'am. Work. Yes, ma'am. Yeah, I've been really pushing that, which I've seen this time. My QA, I didn't have any, and I was like, good, I've been working on that. And I don't want to get in any more trouble about having auto wrap. So so I've
yes,
been
ma'am. So
disposition.
This is actually, yes, and you have improved greatly, like, as far as disposition, and I haven't seen you with any auto wraps. I was like, look at Lindsay.
Yeah.
So just make sure that you keep disconnecting there. This will have to be a written warning simply because the client, you know, sent the call over due to it being handled incorrectly, and it could have been a chargeback. But just make sure going forward that you are Google Doc and everything so that we don't have to bring you back in-house or anything of that nature, you know.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, so I won't do any, so that'll just prevent that from not giving any refunds, just going ahead and doing the billed after cancellation. And would you know if I can just go ahead and tell them that refund, that they'll see any refunds reflect within 3 to 5 business days? I can just tell them that and fill out the Google Doc?
I would tell them if they're seeing additional charges that we're going to get it over to corporate, they will see a refund in 3 to 5 business days, but just don't refund it.
Okay, I got you. Okay, so I'll just leave that up to them after, you know, who checks the Google Docs. Okay. I
got it.
Yes, ma'am. No, ma'am. Yeah, I just know no refunds on billed after cancellation. Just go ahead and do the Google Doc.
Right.
Yeah, no, ma'am. I don't have any questions. Thank you.
You're welcome. Enjoy the rest of your day, okay?
You too. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.